Hi, welcome back. And Deanne. On Late Night with Deanne on RBN. We have our next guest coming on, but we're going to kind of talk about some things that are going on here in the U.S. We have a number of individuals that are going to be in various cities and towns and states complaining about the issue of what is basically a nightmare concerning immigration. Immigration is a big impacting issue in our government. We have a problem with the fact that a number of people are very angry across the country that the immigration laws seem to be forwarded and for jobs being given to foreign people. People from Mexico, that is, that's what people feel. But then, how do they feel? What is actually going on? Now, okay. What is really going on? The whole issue is this. We have our people in the United States not looking at a huge picture here. And Eric and I have discussed this before. All of a sudden, things happen. Things change. They make you get angry, get mad about certain things. Now, could it be that they're using this as a ploy to get us mad about things, opening our borders to people that are illegal immigrants? Are they doing this intentionally, the government? Are they doing this for us to fight with various people so that they can use this as a measure to open up the FEMA camps? Now, over the weekend, I was hearing stories of the fact that the Homeland Security is going to be looking into cars and watching people as this event is unfolding. So does it not seem that it could be a possibility that these events are being targeted to, as a mechanism to cause disruptions through the United States? So that we'll be fighting amongst each other so that they can use these FEMA camps against us to mock us away. Like something similar to Nazi Germany. They've tried it over the last several years at different levels to get us to be mad at one another. You know, they did the thing with the people that was in Islamic. Everybody was pointing fingers to them being a part of September 11th, and it seems now that the stories are looking a lot different now that terrorism might be coming from an inside job. Then we have, you know, other issues of, you know, racial unrest and things that are rounding up. And the situation is that all of us right now are all human beings and we're fighting for the same cause. We're trying to get jobs. We want to be able to feed our families, have them healthy, be able to go to the hospital, have them be able to travel to and forth from wherever. But now what has gone on is basically it seems to be a partnership between the Mexican government and President Bush to open up the border lines and bring people in and to cause an issue. Now, the other side of the coin is the fact that the people from the Hispanic community have a point, because what the point is, they should have the right to work. They're coming here and they want to fulfill the American dream like all of us. They are not paid very well, and they work.
American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Or click on our banner at rbnlive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Well, we're back in SDN on RBN, and I want you to call in on the show, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Here's my point, and this is another issue I was trying to bring forth to you. This is a scenario of the fact that government might want us to fight has caused the situation, a scenario that people have been victimized from year after year in regards to rulings by INS in regards to immigration issues. On the other side of the coin, there is the issue of the people of the United States bringing out the point that if we were in Mexico or various other countries, would they allow us to walk across the border and allow us in to work? And that's a valid question. Now, the other issue is the fact that Hispanics, Mexicans, and people that are Latino Americans have all experienced racism in the United States. Now, what am I talking about? Well, for instance, clearly what is happening right now is because they're not documented and illegal, they cannot leave the country to visit a loved one, a family member that's sick in their country. Even though it's legalized for them to work here and receive a wage, they can't go back. And if they go back in the country under the current law of being not legal, they lose their right to come here and work, and they lose their right to come back if they have married individuals here. That's not right. Then you have the other issue of the fact that the racial tension is breeding because the policing force is basically denying people right all over the venue. It's not only Hispanics. There was an issue that happened in Glen Illinois just a few days ago. Young man from Africa didn't do anything, but had an argument with his girlfriend. Everybody gets into arguments. There was no guns, nothing there. And then what happened? He was sitting in his home, knock on the door. They said that at the time he was just coming out of the bathtub. He had his briefs on. His friend came to the door to find out why he and the girlfriend were fighting. Police came in afterwards. seems to be like a scuffle happened, and the next thing you know, a gun went off, the police shot him in the face, and he lay dead in his blood on the floor in his home. The police are claiming that in this particular case, that there were other things maybe going on at the time. There's not any clear defined information on this, but it was an absolute thing of injustice, not necessarily by the Glen Allen police, but it's trickling down from the state's attorney's office and the people that run the county seat. The thing is that these people make so much money off of traffic stops, violations, and stopping and going in to handle court-related family disputes. And what happens? The people that are involved are normally Hispanic and black, ticketed, large amounts of sums of money they have to pay. And then they end up in jail, imprisoned, and if they're illegal, they're shipped back into your country. Outrageous. And people are getting mad all over the place. It's not only the Hispanic community, it's everyone. So I'm going to bring my guest up right now. Her name is Ms. Santos, and I want her to come back on board here. She was here before, and I'd like to welcome you. How are you doing?
Fine, Deanne. How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you for coming back. I was trying to explain how much things are impacting on the Hispanic community, black community in general, and how it all relates to what is going on May 1st. So I want you to explain May 1st, what is happening. You're one of the major organizers of this event.
We are participating from Centro Sin Fronteras. We're not one of the main organizers, but we are participating. And really, we can't even say we're not one of the main organizers. This is a movement. It's just like it's the civil rights movement of today.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you sort of have to jump on and grab on board and just let God guide you to where you're going to. Because once the people begin to awake, as we say in Spanish, a despertar el gigante, awake the giant, there's no stopping. And the giant, like you said, it's not limited to Latinos. There's African-American people and Africans, Haitians, that are being discriminated against, too, because of their legal status. And I think it's a time where those of color that we come out and we're able to identify and live with the insecurities that we do because we're being judged in a racial point. And I think the racism that exists today in our country, it's actually very sad to even have to speak of it because of the educational system we have and what we've gone through in the past. I think the past teaches us so much about the present so that we're able to move forward to the future. And we know that Martin Luther King was sent to this earth to bring a message, and I believe he did. I have a 5-year-old nephew that came up to me and said, Auntie Julie, you know, I'm studying about Dr. Martin Luther King. I said, you are? And he said, yes. Martin Luther King was an African-American hero, and he had a dream, and I am his dream. And I think Dr. King thought not only of African-American children. I believe that man had a calling from God, and he believed in equality for everyone. And his words till today are words that I speak about when I speak to defend the rights today of the undocumented who predominantly are Latino today.
And the thing is, you know, I was trying to relate to the situation and how it feels to be, you know, Hispanic and black today. You know, you're stopped by the police for almost anything. The court systems are totally biased. Is that not true? Is that not what people are complaining?
Yes. You know what? I had the, I guess I want to say, privilege to sit on the racial profiling board for the governor's board here in Illinois, Governor Blagojevich. And he's one of the few governors that I think is pretty much open and understanding to the different ethnic groups that exist and the situations that are realistic in this country. And what we did is, as community organizers and as community-based organizations, he allowed us to sit on the board and give our input, which is so important because it was basically Anglo police officers and different organizations and companies that they had hired to do evaluation on the profiling. And once you are able to place the base, people who come from the base into something like that, that allows you to identify with the reality. And I do believe there was a senator, a state senator here in Illinois, who is African-American also, that was profiled, actually, because he was walking to his car, and they had said that there was a black man that was stealing cars, and he was actually stopped and questioned. So he also requested to participate in the panel. And, yes, it is predominantly Latino and African-American that are being stopped. And inside the city of Chicago, there's a neighborhood, Pilsen here, 18th Street and Ashland, and I know people that were being stopped and ticketed for safety belts, but they weren't sitting somewhere in another neighborhood, somewhere on the north side of Chicago or in a predominantly Anglo neighborhood where they could be stopping, because I'm sure they would get a lot of complaints. But because they know the people may have been undocumented or limited in their language, they're able to discriminate because of the color of their skin.
And just like I heard a rumor, and please, I don't know if you heard it as well, they said that there's going to be checkpoints because of this event coming up, that Homeland Security is going to be involved in watching vehicles and people coming in. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, the Department of Homeland Security has 22 components, and it's growing. The Department of Homeland Security, as far as I'm concerned, is a question mark to me. We don't know. We cannot confirm it. I don't think there's an agency that is grassroots or an organization or anyone. I don't even think the police in the city of Chicago can call and ask the Department of Homeland Security, are you setting up raids? What we have heard are rumors, and we do have one confirmation in the state of Illinois in Waukegan that from a source, an inside source, that I feel is pretty much someone that we can believe in what they're saying because they're close to an individual who works in there, is that the Waukegan police, who are many of them Minutemen, very racist in that area, within the Waukegan Police Department, that they will be setting up retenes, which are, you know, detaining areas, which they'll stop you for, they could say, safety belts or whatever. And what we're understanding there is that if you don't have a license, that they will be taking you in. And anywhere outside, in the city of Chicago, there was a resolution passed a few weeks ago that the CP, the Chicago Police Department, will not be participating with INS, Department of Homeland Security. So in other words, if you're stopped here, they can't turn you into immigration. But in the suburbs, that's very much still possible for individuals. And we've heard rumors, but we cannot have any confirmation.
Well, in this case of this young man that was African out here in the area of Glen Ellyn, there was a situation here, and I got wind of it, that there were people in khaki clothes with machine guns that came on a domestic dispute. And
That sounds like it could be ICE. ICE is Immigration Customs Enforcement, and ICE, I mean, it sounds like they're a tire. They were out there the day of the march when the governor came out. There was a handful of them, I want to say about 10 of them out there. I mean, ICE is very much a reality, and it's something very scary for the undocumented.
This is their whole point, because this gentleman that died happened to be Nigerian. And because he was Nigerian, you know, it was very odd that they sent, you know, this. There was one gentleman there, and I heard a truckload of 10 of them were heading to the scene with also a helicopter. And I heard this from reliable sources. So, you know, this is like a, you know, battlefield for a domestic case.
Battlefield, it's something equivalent to a terrorist.
Well, we're going to return and talk a little bit more about this as we return, because I wonder how anybody else here would feel if this happened when we return again with the end and late night on
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We're back, and it's ZN on Late Night with ZN show on RBN Live. Call me at 847-594-1620 with your comments and suggestions. On this program, we're taking calls at 800-313-9443. And I have a caller, Larry, from Illinois. Are you there?
I am.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, I just grabbed a 2-liter of pop.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I listened to you. I would say 3 out of 4 shows that you do, and I've been to your website several times, and I generally enjoy your show.
Well, thank you.
So I'm not hostile at all. However, according to your guest, okay, I think, personally, it's a terrible idea to mix the civil rights movement that Martin Luther King did and the illegal immigration movement of today. And I want to ask her a question.
Oh, fine. Go ahead.
If I went to Mexico, if I just went there, got across the border, would I be allowed as an American, not even a white American, it could be a black American, a Chinese American, to work in Mexico?
I don't know the laws of Mexico. I'm an American, so I do. But you know what? I want to say something to you. You're talking about that it couldn't be compared to the civil rights movement. Well, there were laws at that time that kept African Americans from being completely free. They couldn't go places or do things that other Americans could.
And
this is similar. It's a similarity. Many people felt that these laws were wrong. And they began to stop obeying them, and large groups of African American people began to march together. And then the lawmakers began to see how many people wanted the laws to be changed. And the biggest of these marches happened with Dr. King. Yes, there is a similarity.
Were you in the part of the civil rights movement?
No, I wasn't born at that time. No.
Okay. Well, I was. Okay. All of the black people, to the best of my knowledge, okay, who were marching. Okay, were citizens of the United States. They were born here. Their ancestors helped make this country what it is, even through slavery that we're working here.
You're correct in that aspect, but let's document it. Look at the mixed status family. There are American citizens and American citizen children.
I have a mixed status
Evolution occurred.
Hold on 1 second. Let's hear his question.
Okay,
Larry, we want to continue on through the, put your point out there.
Okay, I have this mixed couple thing. I have a sister-in-law who is about 43, 44 years old. She's mildly retarded. She's living with an illegal alien. She's had 2 children by this man. He has another family in Mexico. This caused my wife's family a lot of pain. There's nothing that you can do with a person who is her age, and this guy is her age, okay? And so this mixed family thing, that doesn't, cut a whole lot of sympathy with me because I've seen my mother-in-law, who's white, okay, go through a tremendous amount of pain because of this relationship, and he took advantage of her. People take advantage of people all the time.
I think that your situation now, maybe your emotional state and what you've gone through personally, you can't expose that on all the undocumented. And no one is an alien. Again, no one's from Pluto or Mars or the moon.
No, but I could not go to Mexico and work.
You don't know that.
I want to bring out here, and this is very true, is they had a brother that went to Canada. And the law in Canada is, especially the French province, if you don't know the language, you don't work there, period.
That's right.
And in Mexico, I've heard the same rumor. If you try to go into Mexico to work, you cannot. And I understand your point.
You can't buy.
You know what? I just recently flew down to Mexico for part of the campaign of bringing the movement, the information about the undocumented and the mixed status family here, American citizens with the Mexican-born nationals. But when I was down there and flying on the plane, there was Americans going down there to their companies because they own companies and exploit Latinos down there.
And
I don't think it's a matter of you not being able to get a job. I know myself as an American. If I go down there, there's many companies that are American companies that are down there. I sat in Mexico City on the corner of where the Zócalo is, which is a main center of Mexico City, and next to me was a Dunkin' Donuts, a 7-Eleven, a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That is based on privatization laws.
Okay.
And see, this is what I've been bringing
up. I can't buy property in Mexico.
This is a very good point. See, what I look at, and I'm African-American,
I know.
My father was a part of the movement. My dad knew Malcolm X and also Dr. King, Coretta, all of them. And the issue is this, and the bottom line is, I'm looking at the thing that's going on right now is the situation to get us all to fight against one another. First of all, you look at the government. The United States government is the one that watches the border, and they allow immigration of illegals in. They allow these people to work in various places, golf courses, wherever, and they work for minimum wages. They come over here because they need work just like we do. But the bottom line is the people that have these courses and places have this set up because what they do on the back end, Larry, is that if they want these workers in, they use them for a while, and then once they get to the level they have to get a paycheck, they send them right back over to their country, and they have to go back to INS to come back. So can you hold on a second before if we go to our break? Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back. It's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. Call in 800-313-9443. Now, what I was saying to you, Larry, and also to my guests, I want to explain something that is a bigger picture than we are looking at. You have to understand that the immigration of the illegal worker has become a very profitable tool to big corporations, individuals that have big businesses. Just think of the fact that they have pure profit lines for hiring people at very minimum wage, not reporting them on their income taxes, and then, like I said at the end of the break, calling up INS and having them deport them so that they won't have to pay them the wages at all because they're illegal. And this is one of the hugest issues with the immigration problem.
Okay. I'll tell you just very quickly. My grandfather was part of the Easter Rebellion in Ireland.
Okay.
He came to this country to avoid being hung. I have roots, so to speak, that are part of the labor movement, part of the freedom for individuals. Mm-hmm. If you go to Empire Carpet, or if you call that other big carpet company, and you buy carpet from them, they'll send out a young black guy or a young nice-looking guy, legal guy, sell you the carpet. They use exclusively Mexican crews to install the carpet. Those Mexican crews, and I know this is a fact, those Mexican crews, there's one guy who is a legal Mexican guy who speaks English and stuff like that, and the rest of the people are illegals. And he is the guy in charge of the illegals, the Mexican guy. Mm-hmm. And the illegals are being taken advantage of by everybody. Okay?
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people who are making out are the legal Mexican guy, because he's getting paid more, for their labor, and the people who are in charge of Empire, okay, which is a huge corporation.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly the problem.
Okay, but that's not right. If I were a black guy, and you know, you hear this stuff about, you know, people not doing white people, black people not wanting to do the jobs that Mexicans do. I will tell you, I worked as a busboy, short order cook. I had a lot of miserable jobs when I was in college. My family was not rich, but close to it, you know. And I got myself through college doing that. I got myself through graduate school doing that. And I did those jobs. My daughter worked at a restaurant as a waitress. It's an expensive restaurant in McHenry. They would take the applications of the high school kids from around here. They would take the application, let the kid fill it out, and then the owners of the place would throw that application out because they had a policy of only hiring Mexicans. And they did that.
But see, in this whole thing, Larry, you can't fault the Mexicans because they're looking for work.
Oh, no, I can't fault.
So the whole issue is has to do with these things, with these corporations. Now, the whole issue, and this is the thing, is very scary to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this administration that we're looking at right now, because this is building up for years and years and years, is using this as a measure to have a situation that we're going to be looking at this to fight over. And once we do begin to fight over the fact that we have this issue of influx of people from Mexico, but we also have an influx of people from Iraq, various other countries here. And the thing is that they can also go in and get legalized out here in Illinois. I complained about them using international driver's licenses as a tool for them to store up and create terrorist cells out of. And that was easy to get. But now the situation with the illegal Hispanic worker, they were not able to get anything like that. They're over here working, and now they're in a situation right now. I think they're being used to create a terrorist event coming up in the next few weeks, because what they want to do is use these FEMA camps they have set up all over the place to put martial law in effect so they can keep the president in the White House.
I think you may be right. Let me tell you another thing. My wife works for a company that sends medical jobs to India. So if you go to a hospital and have a baby, the medical report will be typed in India.
The same thing with the circuit court records in DuPage County. They moved all of those into India.
That's wrong.
Yes,
okay.
I think it's totally wrong. But
you've got chemical companies sending work to China, but you know what? I wanted to say something to Larry.
Sure,
not all the workers are exploited. Last week, I mean, in the sense where you're not going to go and say, oh, they're being taken advantage of, they're paying. Some of them may be, I'm sure of that. But in reality, they're working very good jobs that are paying into Social Security, paying into the funds that, ourselves, when we turn 65, the American citizens who can benefit it, we can get our hearing aids, our pacemakers, and everything else that we need, because the undocumented have already paid into it.
I'm a doctor. Hearing aids are not covered, okay? Our hearing aids are not covered by any insurance.
Hearing aids may be an extreme thing, but
okay,
nonetheless, the money is there for our Medicare, okay? And another thing, last week, IFCO was raided. There were raids here in Chicago. 26 individuals were arrested. People who worked there for over 17 years, Larry.
Are alien Mexicans.
And no one spoke about it. People will speak about being exploited. But why don't you talk about the children?
I know a little bit about this.
Take them out after school.
No one's
looking at the American citizens who are being denied rights with their families.
Are undocumented people not treated medically in this country? I've treated many. Okay, so you can tell me in the audience if you know of anybody.
The wonderful governor of our state just made all kids where undocumented children will be able to be treated well. I think that's a humane thing to do. I think that's a human.
I do too. I agree with that law. Okay, but 5 years ago, were illegal people or undocumented people being treated medically in this country for free? Yes or no? I know they were. Okay.
I don't know that, but I do know that they were under the state of Illinois
for the last 20 years, there has been a law on the books. If somebody shows up at a hospital emergency room, they must be treated.
They have to after that.
Okay.
It happened to happen in Ravenswood.
Now.
Where there was a gentleman that was shot out.
I mean,
that was horrible.
As a human, and I think doctors take oaths to make sure they care and heal people, I believe. So why wouldn't you? I mean, is the money that
because if I went to Mexico... And if there was some reason that I were to go to Mexico and I were to become sick, I would not be treated.
No, that's not
you realize that, that
I had a child of mine. We went and they treated us very well. As a matter of fact, I think they treated us even better because we were American.
Did you have an insurance card?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's why they treated you. I know these.
That's not the reason why.
I've treated people.
When I walked into the hospital, they didn't ask me if I had medical insurance or not.
Okay, I've had patients who have had cancer. Those patients were illegal. They came and they stayed in this country so that they could get treatment. Because if they went back to Mexico, they would not be treated because they were peasants, they didn't have insurance, and they got all of their cancer treatment in this country on the tax money of me and other legal people.
And all the 11 million undocumented of this nation. So let's not forget them, Larry.
I'm not saying that
it's only American citizens.
They have
put into this country economically immensely, and to deny that is a hypocrisy.
I'm not denying it.
I want to stop both of you here.
Thank you for letting me be on your show.
Oh, sure. And I thank you for calling in, because you had a very important comment, and I think it feeds it into what we need to talk about. But again, as I said before, there is a huge thing going on right here, and I see something very ugly at hand. Because if you look at what is the trend, all of a sudden George Bush in the last election said that he was going to open the borders and allow people to come in. And the people came in to work here, and they're only allowed to work here and then leave after a certain time, and they gave up their rights to come back here, from what I understand. Now, the whole issue is based on that. Why did he do this? Why was it set up like this? To cause this fury. There is so much stuff going on right now. I mean, for Homeland Security to be involved with issues of immigration and naturalization, I can understand that if they're looking into terrorism, but they're not. It's a situation I feel very strongly that they're going to try to use these FEMA camps as a method, and what it's going to be is a situation that people are going to be angry, and they think that there's going to be some type of skirmish so that they can come back and lock up people all over the United States for being dissident to what is coming out of the White House. And that will help install George W. Bush in the White House for a continuous pattern of elections. And I don't know if you feel that way. Larry, are you still there?
You're not right about that, but
I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. I can't stand George Bush.
Well, I don't even want to say.
Okay.
But you see,
I listen to you. I know your feelings. Okay.
George Walker.
Okay, let me put it like this. I can feel your pain. Okay, but I don't like people mooching off of my tax dollars and Deanna's tax dollars who are not here illegally, even if they have to pay taxes. They get all of the benefits.
I'm scared to say that. Here's individuals working 15, 17 years, some of them even more years, and they've paid Social Security and unemployment taxes and everything, and they will get no benefit from it.
But if you're on your way home tonight, and one of those people, one of those immigrants, cracks into your car and injures you, mm-hmm. you are not going to be able to collect. That person is
on all of them, Larry.
Okay.
You cannot say that these individuals have adapted and became into a system and learned how to survive in it. There's no way you can say each undocumented individual doesn't have insurance on their car. That's absolutely not true. You can't say that.
Larry, I thank you for that.
Thanks a lot, Deanna. And I am kind of a fan. I went up...
he's gone. But Larry, thank you very much for calling in. I hope you continue to listen. But the thing I wanted to bring up, too, is I want to switch this because we don't have too much time left. I want to know what is going to happen on May 1st for people to know what the organizers have in store and what has come to table. Can you
tell? May 1st is very important because May 1st is a continuation of the movement. Back in July of last year of 2005, July the 1st of 2005, 50,000 people marched in a corner of Chicago, and we received no press, no recognition for it all. But it's when the movement began, actually, and we've seen a march occur in Washington, and then we had the 500,000 here in Chicago. And then we have this little segment coming up here and there, April the 10th, May the 1st. May the 1st is internationally known as the Day of Labor. And back, years back here in Chicago, the 8-hour workday was placed into effect. And that came through immigrant workers, where they had to fight to have the right to work 8 hours a day. And I think it's them that we should take our hats off to thank God for the 8-hour day of work. But many of the unions and politicians, they think they felt forced towards the movement of what happened. But May the 1st is basically a continuation of the movement, with people coming aboard now. And there were many leaders, and people are saying, oh, the Latino and the African-Americans are divided. That's not true. Everyone is there walking together. And on May 1st, across the nation, around the world, countries like Venezuela, Mexico, Bolivia, I heard today the Zapatistas came out to support the movement. There will be boycotts and people walking. What you're just seeing is a continuation of a movement, Dion, because people are marching, like ourselves here in Chicago, people who are part of the Family Unity campaign, La Familia Latina Unida campaign. We're marching because it's because of the immigrant. It's a time for us again to voice the need for a change and to fix the broken immigration system. And if the marches will continue, the movements will continue. African-Americans did it years ago because there were some places they had to obey different laws than their white neighbors or other neighbors. And at this time, it's the Latinos that are crying out. And I think, I really truly believe, Dion, the African-American can identify with the pain that we're having. And there's no way they can separate Dr. King from us. Rosa Parks stood up because she stopped obeying an unfair law. And here in the city of Chicago, we have a president. Her name is Elvira Arellano. She began a movement here and a campaign for family unity because, like the African-American gentleman or the African gentleman in Glen Ellen, her door was busted down, and seven federal ICE agents with machine guns came into her after the O'Hare Airport Operation Tarmac raids came in. She was there cleaning airlines, and seven agents in her home with her four-year-old child. She's a single mom working, is not on welfare, paying her rent, taking care of her child, and she's asked if she carries a license to bear arms and if she was a terrorist.
Well, I want to say one thing on that, too. Listeners, you don't know how that feels. I remember I was going to a meeting back in around 96. And I was minding my business, and I was in my apartment in Chicago. And one of the reasons why I moved into the suburbs. And I had gone to sleep, and my children were looking at television, and it was heat and water and gas and everything else. In Chicago, for some reason or other, someone reported a house abandoned with a woman in there terrorizing her children. Police came in and broke my front door, and I tried to stop them, and they opened the back door because they were trying to bang that, but they noticed the building had lights on it, and they went in my unit, and it was warm, and my kids were looking at cable television, and there was another tenant in the building. It was not in a bad area. It was on Elston. And they never fixed the door and never gave me an explanation other than somebody reported something. And then I felt so violated. I felt like I had been raped. But then again, you know, this is the reason why I have my program on, because people need to understand the other side of the coin of how things work. When I reported it to the police department, they did absolutely nothing. When I called to the community, I talked to the alderman, nothing. I was just victimized, just like everyone else, and just like she was talking about the lady at O'Hare. She had the right to have her children safe in their home or wherever without having being victimized and have them scared half to death by tyranny.
And you know what, Jan? They don't even speak of, let's say, for example, Elvira Arellano. when she was arrested by ICE, okay, those agents with the black suits and the machine guns and the boots, this is a four-year-old boy who had to go through a trauma. And many of the children who, let's say, parents are deported, these are American children. American. We are American here. And we're taking and creating a human rights crisis right here in our country today. And our children have no rights whatsoever. Their parents are being ripped and torn in front of them and their families destroyed. Exactly, almost similar to that what they did in times of slavery when men were ripped apart in front of the women and the children. We have moms being taken into custody.
We're getting ready to go to another commercial. We'll be right back with Late Night with Deanne. And hold that thought.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Well, we're back, and this is Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. Please join me at my blogger, which is deanneburley.blogspot.com. Call me at 847-594-1620, and I talk to whoever calls. Maybe I'm lonely, I don't know. But I wanted to say thank you very much for coming on my program. This is a very, very important issue. Like I said before, earlier in the broadcast, the situation with this young man who was Nigerian, outrageous. I don't really fault the Glen Ellen police that much in some of the ways, because I know those police. That's my area, Glen Ellen. The police there, most of them have been decent, and I remember they had done something very nice for my daughter, who was called out of her name by some gentlemen there. They took care of it. But the thing is, I had gone to them 3 weeks ago and explained to them that there was a situation going on and burning in this area, DuPage. It comes directly out of what is coming out of the county seat and the also directive of what is coming out of the state's attorney's office. The directive is what is teaching these police to do what they're doing. They're acting as actors for these organizations, and they're doing their job based on what they're being told. And I'm saying to you that this election coming up, you need to look at these officials that are running for these offices because, again, they are the ones that are victimizing and using racial tyranny against people in the community. Now, Hispanics and blacks, if you go into the court system in DuPage County, it's an overwhelming amount every day, 200 to 300, I would say, per hour coming in one courtroom alone on the one court call. It's outrageous. And the reason why they do it is because they make money and it drains back, and I would swear it goes into the GOP and elective offices. And I say this because I think that a lot of the stuff that's going on, the racial atmosphere, what is going on to have us working against one another, is coming from another level that we don't see. Now, before I leave, I want to ask my special guest to give any information she wants to on the march that's coming up on Monday.
On March the 1st, it's a march beyond, I think, something, whether we're African-American, no matter where we're from, we're inviting people to come out. Because no matter what ethnic background we come, educational, financial, or political background we come from, we all like to sleep and awake with the security of knowing that our family will be there unless God himself comes there. And our government needs to know, no matter what background we come from, no matter what color we are, our families are not for negotiation. The security that we have is something that is sacred when it comes to the family. And I hope everyone out there that listens in your radio knows that this is not something that we sit there and say, this is fair, this is unfair. This is about human beings, and we're one race. There's only one race on this earth, and that's the human race.
Well, I'd like to thank you for coming on board today.
Thank you so much, Deanne, for having us.
And I hope everything goes well. And like I said, I would be very careful of, this atmosphere that's in this United States right now, to say the least. And I would love to have you back again. And I really thank you. So tonight, good night. And we'll be back next week with more. We'll be doing another series on elderly abuse next week on Saturday. Stay tuned. And good night, all. Peace. Love.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.